I got his people yesterday to put that speech yesterday out in advance. But heretofore, they've never even done that. They just, the vice president gives a speech, and then if he happens to be in Dubuque, he hands it out in Dubuque to the reporters at 8 o'clock at night. You just aren't going to make any news of it. At least yesterday's, which should make some news, he got out far enough in advance so the reporters could write story. But he's got such a, you were saying yesterday to Bob and maybe attitudes towards the press, he's got such a paranoid feeling about the press that he won't even give them, as he puts it, he doesn't like to give them the courtesy of an advance text.
Well, he says basically that that's hurting the press.
Yeah, no, it hurts him. Yeah, because it doesn't get him into print. But he, it's depressing. That speech he gave last night really was entitled to a couple of minutes on each of the networks. Of course, that's the other thing. He won't make himself available for a network interview. And it's not like you. When you speak, they cover it, obviously.
They have to.
They have to.
Sometimes we'd rather not, because we'd rather be free, but they have to cover me.
But in the case of the vice president, he's got to make himself a little bit available. He's got to go far.
Oh, away. Yeah, I used to. By the way, I work for myself. Sometimes it's better to accept your own attention. produced with the programs.
I hope
this idea of a competing network is ridiculous.
I hope put your statement together, and I think that Sesame Street right up in the beginning. We favor that. That's good.
We try that.
But
we're not going to have expanded into a great big huge competing government network.
Government finance. The
dollar. I mean, are the networks for this?
No, no.
The public broadcast.
No.
Don't feel that I can't. That I. Part of that I didn't want to sing because I had a great Sesame Street. I feel that we would build a monster.
Howard, course, I still think he thought the thing was, he said, I still think it's a 7-day wonder. Even
well, it may be, but you see, they're still investigating Chuck. The question is, when they get sue the committee. And they sued him about it.
We have that under control. We found.
Oh.
money. When all the things he did for us, he never cared about the money. He just wanted to help. He's an ideologue. You read his books, and all of his books have a political message, which is pretty conservative. I always trust someone whose beliefs are,
I agree,
and not someone who's just in there for a buck.
That's right.
Howard would die for something he believes in. Damn near did several times. I'd never met him, but just the ring of it, that $4,000 a month contract, setting up an office. The other theory that a lot of people have bought is that Howard Hunt was taken out of the country by the CIA. First sign about that. Thank you. can't imagine.
That's one thing I will mean about that Congress. Boy, we hammered the POW issue hard, you know. So they throw anything.
Even that
deal. And I saw that anybody pick up it. So to show you how the networks will reach for some of these numbers on French. Well, the French said that they weren't French. They were French citizens.
So what?
Far from.
Well, you know why that is.
Citizens. They were in the French army.
But you know what the point is? The French gave them orders. They let the Vietnamese keep them and slaughtered them, and it's it.
But my point is they were POWs.
Oh, of course they were.
They were French citizens.
So the martyr piece in the Post this morning tried to sing us on that, but it couldn't. I mean, it did. The French are upset. But the French are fairly sensitive about that story. They won't even, they go up in arms. That's why they get so upset when we use it. They did before when Scott used it out here at the briefing. We gave it to him. The French
figure's correct, but the French
just want to forget that that ever happened because they sold all those people down.
They
the river.
Sold French citizens down the road, down
that's
the
right.
River.
The fact that they were Indo-Chinese ethnic origin is.
But don't worry about Marsh.
No, no, we were talking about the veterans groups, the biggest, second biggest VFW chapter is Illinois. We sent around to the.
Isn't that getting back to French?
Oh, yes.
Sure that, as I said, nobody's questioned that with my facts.
No.
They were French. Actually, I was in Vietnam in 1943. And I've seen these French sort of French, the Indochinese, out of the French system, become French citizens, like Roman citizens.
Yes.
And how they were quite rank along with the French white. Now, this racism is terrible. Reverse, you understand? And what the president they're talking about is the Vietnamese. See, it's like we don't call the Vietnamese American citizens.
The French did.
But on the other hand, it's sort of like this, John. Suppose MacArthur had left 15,000 Filipinos.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? Filipinos before independence were American citizens, right?
That's right.
The tribe. That's right. And it's exactly the same thing. I think a very caustic article should be written by Dick Wilson, somebody saying what a shocking immoral thing this is. There's no question about it. The figures are not a question, right?
There's two ways.
Did you get those figures from Kissinger?
Yes, sir. There are two sets of figures. One, the French admits it's something like 6,800. And our figures show 15,000. And most of the historical work show 15,000 or more. State Department put out a thing on the ESP course. Backing you up.
I used it out of the stuff that you have.
That's right.
Because when they were French ethnics, that's a hell of a thing to say. What are you going to call Negroes American ethnics?
Exactly. Well, you're
American Garians.
You're on solid ground. So I've never been able to understand why people haven't used it more. Scott isn't using it.
You just cut for our job.
Excerpts of your press conference out yesterday, and some of the fellows said, you just don't put that French POW crack in because it's controversial. I said, hell, put it in. Let McGovern scream and say it wasn't true, that there weren't 15,000 or only 6,000. You know, that's a hell of a bad answer for him to have to give. So it's in there figures.
15,000 is true.
Yeah, also the thing he did, of course, the other night, which just caused rejoicing among the wives, which he talked about the missing act. Because that's what the French, that's what they're afraid of, is that we'll pull out and we'll say, well, we don't have your prisoners in this
room.
And that they'll live there for 20 years and their families will never know it. That's
so don't never back out of the figure.
No, okay.
It's a good figure. It's not to be questioned.
No. Who can disprove? Who can prove one way or the other? Not the Vietnamese have never acknowledged.
Forget that again.
Yes, sir.
And don't be defensive. You got a column written on it. I mean, after all, and using knowledge of the Philippines.
Well, I think there have been a couple of pretty good columns since then, but I think it.
Yes,
oh, God, yes. I'll get some more to build off of this.
Just may argue about the number. There were POWs fighting.
Russian nationals. You know, it took them several months to get them back. Even those that they did get back, took a long time.
Are we going to start distinguishing American ethnics? Are Cubans and Hungarians and others to be treated differently from other Americans? I mean, I can see French ethnics. They are French ethnics. They're French citizens.
I think you're going to
make a hell of an attack on that. Shocking that. Why, this is a reflection on all American ethnics. Are only native born Americans to be the ones we're to be care about? Sit that.
I hope they sue them. I hope the government sues them. Because what is his answer?
Have you really been to the people like Martin? I mean, he's been in the press. Scala probably not. Then he says he goes for this line about the press was in good humor. Don't you think they probably are up in the wall?
Yeah, they are up the wall.
But you think so?
Sure, you took
them. Have you had any checks on them? I would imagine they are so furious.
No, I haven't, except that Howard Smith made the point that you were brilliant as always, and he said you just had those fellows, you just twisted their tails, swung them around the room, and they know that. They know that.
I don't want to...
That's what causes rather than saying that. Anything the government does, talk about minimum guaranteed income, more people get modifies his plan, whether it changes it from $1,000 to $500, he is still talking about more people getting more welfare.